This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Job 22 through 27. What's happening? Job and his friends have been arguing with each other since chapter 3. Chapters 22 through 27 contain the last cycle of speeches between them. It's the most intense and shortest cycle. The escalating tension and the shortening speeches clue us in that the accuser's challenge to God from chapters 1 and 2 is about to be resolved. Eliphaz doubts that Job's desire for a court case will be of any use to him. Since Eliphaz believes Job lacks humility or respect for God, he tells Job the verdict in his case is guaranteed to be guilty. He lists Job's supposed crimes and describes the fate of wicked people like him. Eliphaz promises that if Job humbles himself, God's wealth will become his, and he will be in a better position to influence God through his prayers. Job refuses this temptation. Instead, he holds out hope that God will hear his case and rule in his favor. Job counters Eliphaz's description of the wicked and their punishments by describing all the ways the wicked prosper. Bildad has had enough. He resorts to platitudes about God's majesty and man's unworthiness by comparison. With no subtlety, he calls Job a worm and a maggot. To Bildad, God's majesty is proof enough that Job is rightfully suffering for something he did wrong. Job responds with a hymn about God's cosmic power. He points out that God's incomprehensible majesty doesn't prove his guilt. It proves we have barely scratched the surface of how God orders his universe. To Job, Bildad's worldview is too small in light of the vastness of God. Job refuses to deny his integrity or repent for sins he never committed. Job then calls his friends his enemies and pronounces a long curse, predicting they will suffer like him. Where is the gospel? These speeches represent an end to the accuser's challenge to God. Remember, Job isn't on trial. God is. More specifically, the accusation is against the way God runs his universe. If Job had admitted his guilt in order to be rewarded, both his friends and the accuser would be proven right. You can imagine his friends saying, "See, we knew you were hiding something." The accuser would have then turned to God and said, "See, your management of the universe is flawed. Job was just obeying you for your rewards." But since Job both refused to curse God and refused to repent of things he didn't do in an attempt to get God's rewards, the arguments of the accuser are defeated. Innocent suffering doesn't lead Job to curse God. God's rewards don't undermine Job's integrity. Because of Job, the accuser's arguments are totally disarmed. Like Job, Jesus refuses to repent in the face of false accusations. The religious elite accuse Jesus of wrongly claiming to be God, and their framing of Jesus as a rival king to the emperor was unfounded. Like Job, Jesus refuses to curse God because of his innocent suffering. When Jesus refuses to recant in his suffering, he breaks the accusations of his enemies. He disarms their condemnation because Jesus is God, and he was the king of the Jews. When he rises from the grave, he shames their accusations because his resurrection is proof that he truly is both God and king. If we refuse to curse God and instead insist that we are innocent because of Jesus' cross, our accusers are silenced as well. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we have irrefutable proof that we are not who our accusers say we are, but who God declares us to be. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see that God rewards those who seek him. And may you see Jesus as the innocent sufferer who disarms every accusation of our enemies.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.